A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 8, the second part. He looks in triumph on his enemies. This is one of the blessings, the many blessings, that the person who fears the Lord and who delights in the law of God experiences from the hand of the Lord. He fears the Lord so much that he fears no other thing. It even says in verse 7, he is not afraid of bad news. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And here it says, he will look in triumph on his adversaries. Now, the adversaries are not just people. You might be looking at people and saying that they are terrible, they are abusing you, they are unjust, they are unfair. That might even be so, but they are not your real adversaries. Your true adversaries come from within. Your sins are the worst enemies that you can have. They are the ones that can cause a person to go to hell because they allowed to run rampant, to rule over you instead of you ruling over them and you being triumphant over your enemies. Paul says it in this way, thanking God for Jesus Christ, he said, Jesus Christ, who always leads us in triumph. You see, the Old and the New Testament are the same. It's just that the New Testament brings to us or concretizes what is just the shadow in the Old Testament. And if this is a shadow looking in triumph on your adversaries, how much more so the reality we find in our Lord and Savior. Yes, Jesus Christ causes you to look in triumph on your enemies. It's almost like a general looking over a battlefield. After the battle has been won, the enemy lies dead in the field, defeated, never to rise again. Now, it insinuates that as well, that we can look in triumph on the enemies. What has been your enemy in this past year? Is it your own frustrations, irritabilities, your own fears, your being terrorized by circumstances? Is it some outward thing where you constantly find release from your fears by going to the bottle or to drugs or porn? Well, Jesus Christ gives victory over that. Have you come to him? Are you fearing and loving him? In the right way, of course, not in terror that drives you from him, but a fear that drives you to him. For he rescues you from your fears, and he causes you to look in triumph on your enemies.